Manthir was just finishing his third cup of tea, feeling pleasantly fed, fresh eggs or no, when someone knocked on the cabin door. Valaine scurried over to open it, and the Admiral looked up, then raised his eyebrows and lowered his cup as Captain McGale stepped into the cabin.
"I apologize for interrupting your breakfast, Sir Gwilym."
The flag captain could not have spoken more courteously, but something about his manner jangled an alarm bell in the back of Manthir's brain.
"That's quite all right, Rafe," he replied, setting the cup on its saucer. "Donald and I had just finished. What can I do for you?"
"Sir, we've just received a signal from Messenger. She reports 5 sail, all galleons bearing almost due east. According to Commander Grazale, it's a chase and 4 pursuers. And..."
He met Manthir's eyes levelly across the breakfast table.
"The lead ship is flying Carisian colors."
Captain Caetano Raisando stood on HMS Rockerai's quarterdeck, hands clasped behind him, and watched with fierce anticipation as his ship slowly, slowly overtook the fleeing Carisian galleon, while 3 of her consorts, including Captain Saigon's guardsmen, drove hard in her wake under all the canvas they could carry. Under normal circumstances, the Carisian would have been faster than they were, but she'd obviously been handled hard by the storm which had charged up the Gulf of Dolar. It looked as if her mainmast might have been sprung during the storm. There had to be some reason she wasn't carrying more sail when she was being pursued at 4-1 odds, at any rate. At the moment, Raisando didn't really care what her problem was. What he cared about was that the Royal Dolaran Navy was about to exact its vengeance for the action off Dragon Island. And just as Earl Thirsk had promised, Raisando and his ship would be in the lead. He turned and looked astern. Beyond HMS Scimitar, the rearmost ship of his own little force, he saw the mastheads and topgallants of at least 2 dozen other ships. Some were very nearly hull up from Rockerai's quarterdeck. The others were more strung out, scattered as each of them made the best speed she could in obedience to Earl Thirsk's signal for general chase. Some of the larger, purpose-built galleons, like Sir Darrand Rosale's Grand Vicar Maris, which had been at the rear of the fleet's formation when the chase began, were forging steadily ahead of their slower merchant conversion consorts, thanks to their bigger, more powerful sail plans. But none of them were going to overtake Rockerai before she overtook the Carisian she'd been pursuing since just before dawn.
"Excuse me, Captain."
Raisando turned back forward and found himself facing Lieutenant Monti, Rockerai's first lieutenant.
"Yes, Charles?"
"Sir, the forward masthead reports the chase is signaling."
"Signaling?"
Raisando frowned.
"I don't suppose the lookout can see who she might be signaling to."
"No, sir, not yet," Monti replied,
which came as no particular surprise. Whoever the Carisian was signaling to must be well ahead, still over the horizon from Raisando's own more distant lookouts. Although, he reflected, whoever it was couldn't be too far ahead if he was close enough to read the chase's signals. He felt his hands folding more tightly together behind his back. Signal flags implied someone to signal to, and Admiral Thirsk's most recent intelligence reports indicated the Carisian Admiral had decided to retire on Claw Island, at least temporarily, which probably meant they'd met the storm head-on. If they'd been scattered in the heavy weather, that might explain what the solitary Carisian, fleeing from Raisando, was doing this far east all by herself. But it also meant he and the 3 ships in company with Rockerai might be rapidly closing with up to another 20 or so Dolaran galleons.
"That would be like the old story about the hunting hounds that caught the slash lizard," he thought with grim humor. "On the other hand, I've got the Earl and all the rest of the fleet handy for support. For that matter, it's always possible this fellow in front of me signaling to an empty ocean, hoping he can bluff me into thinking he's got support handy."
Very well, Charles. I don't know if the rest of the fleet's close enough to read our signals, but signal scimitar. Have her repeat to the flag. Estimate unknown number enemy sail ahead. Chase signaling. She's to keep that hoist flying until it's acknowledged by someone astern of her.
At once, sir.
Monty saluted, then beckoned for a midshipman while Captain Rysando gazed ahead once more at the weather-stained canvas of the ship he was slowly overhauling.